The news was published on Friday, September 27th. I am Mary. Hey there, folks. Let's chat about Google's latest AI wonder, Gemini. You know how sometimes tech companies come out with something that's supposed to be the next big thing, and you're like, okay, sure, whatever? Well, this time, it might actually be a game changer. Google launched Gemini back in December 2023, and it's not just another chatbot, it's what we call a large language model, or LLM for short. Think of it as a super smart digital brain that's been trained on a massive amount of text data. It's designed to understand and spit out text that sounds eerily human-like. But here's the kicker. Gemini isn't just hanging out in some lab. Google's gone and integrated it into a bunch of their products you probably use every day, like Google Search and those Pixel phones. Now let's break this down a bit. Gemini comes in four flavors: Ultra, Pro, Flash, and Nano. It's like choosing between different sizes of coffee, except each one is packed with more caffeine than you can imagine. The latest versions, Gemini 1.5, Flash, and Pro, have what we call token context windows that are absolutely massive. Flash can handle 1 million tokens, while Pro pushes it to 2 million. If you're scratching your head wondering what the heck a token is, don't worry. We'll get to that in a sec. But just know that this is a big deal. It's like giving these AI models a memory upgrade that would make your smartphone jealous. All right, let's talk about the AI chatbot race that kicked off back in November 2022. It was like someone lit a firecracker under the tech world's collective behind. OpenAI dropped ChatGPT, and suddenly everyone was buzzing about this chatbot that could write essays, crack jokes, and even debug code. It was like nothing we'd seen before, at least not in the public sphere. Now, ChatGPT wasn't perfect. It sometimes spat out nonsense or got basic facts wrong, but it was good enough to make the big tech companies sit up and take notice. Google, Microsoft, Meta, they all started sweating. It was like they'd been caught napping while this AI revolution was brewing right under their noses. The impact was huge. Suddenly, everyone and their grandma was talking about AI. Schools were panicking about students cheating with AI-written essays. Writers were worried about being replaced by algorithms. And tech enthusiasts? They were having a field day, pushing ChatGPT to its limits, seeing what it could do. But here's the thing, ChatGPT wasn't just a cool toy. It represented a massive leap forward in what AI could do. We're talking about a system that could understand context, generate human-like text, and even show a bit of creativity. It was like we'd crossed some invisible threshold in AI development. For the tech giants, this wasn't just about keeping up with the Joneses. It was an existential threat. If they didn't come up with their own AI chatbots, they risked becoming obsolete. So they threw themselves into the race, pouring billions into AI research and development. It was like the space race of the 21st century, but instead of trying to get to the moon, these companies were trying to create the most advanced AI. The launch of ChatGPT was a wake-up call, a shot across the bow that signaled the start of a new era in tech. And boy, did it get the ball rolling fast. Now let's fast forward a bit to February 2023. Microsoft, not content to sit on the sidelines, made a bold move. They took ChatGPT and integrated it right into their Bing search engine. It was like they'd strapped a rocket to a bicycle. Suddenly, Bing wasn't just a search engine, it was an AI-powered assistant. This wasn't just a minor update. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how search engines work. Instead of just spitting out a list of links, Bing could now answer questions directly, summarize information, and even engage in back-and-forth conversations. It was like having a super smart librarian at your fingertips, ready to help you find exactly what you needed. The integration wasn't without its hiccups, mind you. There were some, let's say, interesting conversations that users had with the Bing chatbot. It got a bit existential at times, even a little moody. But despite these quirks, it was clear that Microsoft had changed the game. This move put enormous pressure on Google. They'd been the undisputed king of search for so long, and suddenly their crown was looking a bit wobbly. It's not hard to see the parallels between Microsoft's move and Google's later integration of Gemini into its search results. Both companies were racing to make their search engines smarter, more interactive, more helpful. The Bing integration also sparked a wider conversation about the role of AI in our daily lives. Were we ready to trust AI with our questions, our curiosity, our information needs? It raised questions about privacy, about the nature of knowledge, about the future of how we interact with information. Google's not just sitting on its laurels with Gemini, folks. They're probably cooking up some serious upgrades. I mean, imagine firing up your Gmail and having Gemini right there, ready to help you craft the perfect email or summarize that novel-length thread from your boss. Or picture yourself working on a Google Doc and Gemini's there, suggesting edits, fact-checking on the fly, maybe even helping you brainstorm ideas. And YouTube? Oh boy, we could be looking at Gemini-powered video recommendations that are so spot-on. You'll wonder if it's reading your mind. It's like having a super smart assistant that's plugged into every corner of your digital life. But here's the thing. This AI integration isn't just about convenience. It's a whole new way of interacting with technology. We're talking about a system that learns from every interaction, getting smarter and more personalized over time. It's like having a digital twin that grows with you, understanding your preferences, your work style, even your sense of humor. The potential for productivity boosts is massive, but it also raises some pretty big questions about privacy and data use. How much of ourselves are we comfortable sharing with an AI, even if it's making our lives easier? And let's not forget the ripple effects. As Google pushes the envelope with Gemini, you can bet your bottom dollar that the folks over at OpenAI and Microsoft aren't just twiddling their thumbs. We're likely looking at an AI arms race, with each company trying to outdo the other. On one hand, this competition could spark some incredible innovations. We might see AI that can handle more complex tasks, understand context better, or even start to grasp nuanced human emotions. The pace of advancement could be breathtaking. But here's the flip side. With great power comes great responsibility and all that jazz. As these AIs become more advanced, we're going to have to grapple with some serious ethical questions. How do we ensure AI doesn't perpetuate biases? What safeguards do we need to prevent misuse? And perhaps most importantly, how do we maintain human oversight and control over these increasingly powerful systems? It's exciting stuff, but it's also a bit like opening Pandora's box. We need to be ready for both the wonders and the challenges that come with it. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, the potential pushback. As Gemini and other AI chatbots become more integrated into our daily lives, especially in search results, we might see a growing chorus of concerns from users. It's one thing to have AI assist us, but it's another to have it shape the information we consume without us fully understanding how or why. There's already a bit of unease about AI-generated content, and as it becomes more prevalent, that unease could turn into full-blown resistance. This could lead to some interesting developments. We might see calls for new regulations to ensure transparency in AI-generated content. Maybe a push for clear labeling of AI-produced results in search engines, or perhaps demands for more user control over how much AI intervention they want in their online experiences. It's not hard to imagine a future where we have AI content filters, similar to ad blockers, allowing users to customize their level of AI interaction. The tech industry might need to come together to establish some self-imposed standards before governments step in with heavy-handed regulations. We could see the rise of AI ethics boards becoming as common as security teams in tech companies. And let's not forget about education. There might be a growing need for digital literacy programs to help people understand and navigate this new AI-integrated world. It's a bit like the Wild West right now, with AI as the new frontier. We're exploring uncharted territory, and while the possibilities are exciting, we need to be mindful of the pitfalls. The key will be finding that sweet spot between innovation and responsibility, between embracing the benefits of AI and safeguarding our autonomy and privacy. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Mary.